Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year, and recent inductee to the St. Louis Radio Hall of Fame. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang, and the program is The Sting of Stang. Let's begin, ladies and gentlemen, with some good news. Quite unusual, is it not? Some good news. And it's a story some months old. It says here November 5th of last year. So it's a little less than a year old, but I just caught up with it, just heard about it. Apparently, two illegal aliens invaded a home where
stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock, I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light. And I held firm to what I felt was right.
Okay, yes. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, the usual fun and games here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And as usual in one of these, I really don't know what you've heard me say so far. It couldn't have been much because not a heck of a lot of time has elapsed. So I guess the best thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to begin again. However, we are coming up right now on the first hard break that I can do nothing about. So I think what we'll do is we'll go to that break in just a moment, then we'll come back with the good news I started to tell you about. Quite refreshing to hear some good news once in a while, is it not, in the middle of all of these disasters we're hearing about. So I think you'll be delighted by this particular story, which we'll take a look at in just a moment. Stay with me.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what happened was apparently a couple of illegal aliens, Rafael Resendez, 23 years old, Enrico Garza, 26 years old, they broke into a home. The dad in the home was gone, was not present at the time, so they broke in. The only person there was the daughter, Patricia Harrington. She was alone in the house. These two illegal aliens broke in. Again, this story is from late last year, almost a year ago. I just heard about it. It's so priceless. I couldn't resist bringing it to you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. They broke in. Maybe because they were illegal aliens, they didn't really understand where they were. They were in Montana. They were in Butte, Montana, not in Midtown Manhattan. They were in Butte, Montana. They broke in. It's a two-story home. Patricia was in her room upstairs. She heard them break in. They started up the stairs. She ran to her dad's room and grabbed his 12-gauge Mossberg 500 shotgun. A very comforting friend to have in time of need. Resendez was the first one of the two to get up to the second floor. There he encountered Patricia in a knee crouch position. She blew him away with the Mossberg. He suffered fatal wounds to his abdomen. The other one, Garza, ran to the foot of the stairs. She took him down. Patricia took him down with a blast to the left shoulder. He staggered out into the street where he bled to death before medical help could arrive. Later on, the police established that Resendez, that's the one she blew away at first, Resendez was armed with a .45 caliber handgun stolen in another home invasion robbery. The victim of that robbery was a gentleman named David Bury, and he was not so lucky. He died from stab wounds to the chest. And in the course of that robbery, the two criminals, the illegal alien criminals, stole this .45 caliber handgun. So here they are. They're both blown away. Again, apparently they didn't realize where they were. They were in Butte, Montana. Patricia Harrington, the heroine. Oh, by the way, did I mention Miss Patricia Harrington is 11 years old? 11 years old. What they didn't understand was not only that they were in Montana, but that Patricia, 11, had been a clay shooting champion since she was 9. So this is a heck of an instructive example of gun control, I would say, wouldn't you? This is my idea of gun control in action. So hats off to 11-year-old, well, I guess now she's almost 12 years old. Hats off to Patricia Harrington. Let's salute her. They're a practicing advocate in Butte, Montana, of effective gun control. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now you will remember that yesterday we talked with Monica Jensen Stevenson, former CBS 60 Minutes producer, author, about the contents of a couple of her books, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, Spite House, about the prisoners of war our government has deliberately abandoned over the course of quite a few years in South Vietnam after the war in that part of the world, one administration after another abandoning our men, starting with the Nixon administration, of course. Some of those men are still alive, still there, waiting for us to bring them home. But because of the treason at the top, they've been left. They've been abandoned. They're still there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, the reason that we are discussing this subject, spending so much time on it. Recently, remember, we discussed the subject with another author, former Congressman Billy Hendon of North Carolina. We talked about his book, Enormous Crime, An Enormous Crime, about the same subject. We're doing that again, ladies and gentlemen, because no one else that we are aware of is discussing this incredibly important issue. We haven't even heard it mentioned in any of the debates, in any of the coverage. That's why we're spending so much time on it. We shall continue to do that, especially because El Senador Juan McCain is intimately involved in the issue, as you know. Now, if you'd like to read something that many people have told us is electrifying, you could go to my website, alanstang.com, click on store at the top and scroll down to a book called Perestroika Sunset. Perestroika Sunset is a novel. It's a novel, but it's a novel based squarely on the facts the facts of this issue, the prisoners of war whom we have left behind, one administration after another left behind in Vietnam. It's the most sickening betrayal, treason that you could imagine, that you could conceive of. Many years old by now, still going on. The book is called Perestroika Sunset. It's a, again, it's a novel, but it's based squarely on the facts. And in fact, there are so many incidents in there involving the prisoners of war that come to us from recent history. And they are absolutely accurate because we know that we know many people who were at these places participating in these incidents from recent history, and they went over what I wrote in the book and straightened me out. So, for example, there were a couple of incidents there that that I didn't have quite right, and so for just one example, Patty Hopper, who is the chairman of Task Force Omega in Phoenix, who was present, for example, at one of these incidents, was able to straighten out my rendition of it. So it's a novel that is based squarely on history. And if you'd like to take a look at it, read something about
stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong, like a rock. I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light. And I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock. Like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock.
All right, are we back on the air? All right, we're back on the air. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm as confused as you are, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, I really can't tell for sure when we're on the air and when we're not on the air. I'm going to assume that right now we are. I'll tell you what, I'll keep talking until the show is supposed to end and assume that you are hearing some of this. All right. I don't know what you just heard me say, in case we were not on the air. I'll repeat briefly, talking about the novel Perestroika Sunset. It's a novel about the prisoners of war our government abandoned in South Vietnam at the end of the war in that part of the world. It's a novel fiction, but it's based squarely on the facts. And in fact, I know that the history is exactly accurate because I've had people who were present at some of these incidents who straightened out my interpretation of some of them because they were there. And let's take a quick break here. We'll come back in just a few moments. Stay with me for much more.
Don't Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the book is Perestroika Sunset. It's because the issue is so crucial, so vital, because it's something that I have been involved in working to expose ever since the treason was committed. I had the book done. This one is a cloth cover, not just another paperback. It's a cloth cover, 522 pages, with a dust jacket, in an absolutely gorgeous library edition. And the cover artist absolutely exceeded himself. The cover is an absolute work of art. You could frame and hang it on a wall. In fact, I myself have done that. And again, it's we know that it's historically completely accurate because the incidents that that you see dramatized, that you will read about in the book, there are incidents from recent history, some of them, and people who were actually present at those incidents were able to advise me, guide me, and correct my interpretation of some of those incidents. So it's a heck of a book, if I say so myself, and I do. And we've had people call us up after reading it, literally in tears. No other book I've ever written has gotten that reaction. Now, here's the deal. Because we are in the political season, because this issue is so crucial to all of us, and because El Senador Juan McCain is, of course, also wrapped up in this issue, the book's $21.95. If you simply order one of them, I will send you two. In other words, you will be getting a couple of them for $11 each, I guess, plus the shipping and the handling. A heck of a good deal. So go to my site, alanstang.com. Click on store at the top of the page, and scroll down to the cover, a book called Perestroika Sunset. You can read something about it there. As a matter of fact, yes, I think I recall correctly, yes, you can actually read the first chapter there at alanstang.com. So read it, take a look, see what you think. Of course, we shall be covering the prisoner of war issue more. We will continue to cover it, especially in this political season, because it is so important to all of us and because no one else appears to be talking about it. Now, along those lines, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I try to bring you information, revelations in the news that are not really being covered. Here is one of them. Are you aware of somebody named Mark Busey or Booze? I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that. It's B-U-S-E. Mark Buse or Busey. Mr. Busey is chief of staff for El Senador Juan McCain. In other words, Mark Busey runs El Senador McCain's senatorial office in Washington. He's the head guy there in the office. And it turns out now that Mr. Busey has been outed. This is a term they use in the sodomite community when a secret sodomite is revealed to be exactly that. And much of the time, the people who do the outing are other sodomites. Remember, you're talking here not about a normal community. You're talking about a subculture here of literal insanity. And one of these people now turns out to be outed by his fellow sodomites. Now turns out to be the guy who runs El Senador Juan McCain's office there in Washington, D.C. This is not the campaign, remember. This is the permanent staff in Senator McCain's Washington office. Again, the man's name is Mark Busey, and he's the guy who runs the show there. He is the head sodomite at the McCain office. There may be others. I don't know. He's the only one we have been told about, the only one that his fellow sodomites have outed, probably because, of course, El Senador McCain poses as a pro-family advocate. Now, you're wondering, how can it be that McCain tolerates this? Military hero McCain, pro-family advocate. How come he has this guy running his office there in a butt jumper running his office there in Washington? We'll take another look, a closer look in just a few moments, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break, do some business. With much more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Here again, Alan Stang.
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about Eagle Research over these microphones every day. And we talk about the frequency balancing instruments, which amount to electronic homeopathy is what we call it, that Eagle Research designs and manufactures. And we tell you about some of the truly remarkable results that people tell us about. I use the equipment myself every day, a few times a day. I have never really noticed anything in myself that I could tell you about. That doesn't prove nothing is happening. There could be a lot happening internally, of course. But there hasn't ever been anything that I've noticed from my use of the Eagle technology that I could report to you, that of course would add considerably to the credibility of the technology, would it not? But there hasn't been anything I could tell you until now. A week or 10 days or so ago, I developed a blood spot on the back of one of my hands. Now, you know, this is something that you see happening very often with older people, these blood spots. And so suddenly I look at the back of my hand, and here is one of these blood spots. It doesn't come from an injury. Apparently, it's a breakdown in the circulatory system, localized in a particular area. You look at the back of your hand, and here's a blood spot. First one, I've never had one before. But, of course, I am now getting to be so aged and decrepit, it's really not a surprise. I immediately began to use the Guardian, the most popular economical device that Eagle Research designs and manufactures. It's the simplest thing in the world to use. You literally don't need to know anything except how to put your fingertips on the input and the output is really basically all it amounts to. And so I began to use the Guardian with the 2-inch disc that comes with it, the accessory that comes with it. Now, that was a week or 10 days ago. This morning, as I'm looking at the back of my hand here while telling you about this, there is absolutely zero trace of it. You can't tell where it was. As a matter of fact, I showed my hand to my wife last night and asked her, "What do you see?" And she said immediately, "Well, that's not the right hand. It was on the other hand," because she couldn't see a trace of it. She assumed it had been, I was showing her the wrong hand and tricking her. No, I was showing her the right hand, but the blood spot is completely gone. And those things, you know, they don't seem ever to go away. Once you get one, you've got it. That's it. But that's not the case here. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, it's completely gone. If you'd like to know more about all this, go to my website, alanstang.com.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Kerry, our delightful chief engineer, who is trying to get us through this peculiar spate of technical difficulties here. Kerry, would you please tell me what I've been talking about that you've heard that went out over the air?
You just started talking about the Eagle Research.
I just had started talking about it?
At the end.
Just at the very end, so you heard all about the blood spot.
Yep, your wife was saying that she thought you were trying to trick her.
Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, consulting here with our chief engineer, our delightful chief engineer, Kerry, good way to avoid repetition. All right, so that's the story there, ladies and gentlemen. And if you would like to know more about all this, simply go to my website, alanstang.com. Alanstang.com. There's a button at the right side of the page, Health. Click on that button. You will be able to read a lot about, you'll see articles, lots of information about the Eagle technology. If you go to the home page and at the top and click on Store and then on Eagle Research, you can scroll down and you'll see pictures of the instruments. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see some description. If you have questions about any of this, simply call 281-333-3467. Now, that number is strictly only for use by people who have questions about the Eagle technology. If you have any such questions, again, 281-333-3467. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, I promised to explain what we were talking about here. How can it be that a sodomite is running El Senador Juan McCain's senatorial office in Washington, D.C., member of the permanent staff there? How does a thing like this happen? And by the way, if you have the stomach for it, if you have the stomach for it, you can go online and you can hear all about Mark Busey, chief of staff for El Senador McCain, his activities, bar trolling, for example. Again, you're not dealing with normal individuals here. I was totally unaware of this, but the love priestess discovered all of this and pointed it out to me, so I'm able to report it to you. Again, the question, how on earth does a thing like this happen? How does Senator McCain tolerate this? Senator McCain, El Senador Juan McCain gave an interview to the Washington Blade. The Washington Blade, I know you don't read it, it's a sodomite publication in Washington District of Criminals. He gave a written interview. It was apparently not a face-to-face interview, a written interview, in which he told the Washington Blade that he appreciates the log cabin Republicans' decision to endorse him. Log cabin Republicans. Now, that is a sodomite. It's a Republican butt jumper organization, log cabin Republicans. The inspiration for founding it came from Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, of course, is a log cabin hero because it was because of Ronald Reagan's opposition to the Briggs Amendment in California that sodomites were allowed to teach in government schools in that state. And because Ronald Reagan supported the sodomites there, the Republican sodomites formed this organization, the Log Cabin Republicans, and in fact, every year they give an award to a deserving homosexualist. A homosexualist, of course, is someone who may or may not be a sodomite himself, but who actively supports the buggery movement. And so Ronald Reagan, of course, the first log cabin sodomite hero. Recently, for just one example, the recipient of the Ronald Reagan Award from the sodomite log cabin Republican butt jumpers was the governor, present governor of California, the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, would be a logical recipient for the prize because you'll remember he began his career posing nude for homosexual magazines. In fact, he posed nude for this man, Mapplethorpe, Mapplethorpe, whose masterpiece is, as I understand it, of course, I'm not really an expert here, but as I understand it, his masterpiece is a photograph of himself with the handle of a bullwhip protruding from his after deck, which is really all I'm going to say about that right now. But that's who he is. And Schwarzenegger posed nude for him, apparently. So he's a logical recipient of the prize. That's the Log Cabin Republicans. El Senador Juan McCain says he appreciates the Log Cabin Republicans' decision to endorse him. He says he hopes gay and lesbian Americans will give full consideration to supporting me. He says further, this is El Senador Juan talking, he says, I have known former Congressman Jim Colby for 25 years. Colby, of course, well-known Republican butt jumper there in Arizona. He says, we first ran for Congress in Arizona the same year, 1982, served together. He's a great American. Like me, served in Vietnam. We have a special kinship. When he came out in 1996, there was no question I would stand by him. He's a good example of why someone's sexuality should not be relevant in public life. McCain goes on to say, I have also known former Tempe Mayor Neil Giuliano for many years. I stood by him when there was an effort to recall him in 2001, led by people who objected to him being an openly gay public official, hardworking public servant, and so on. And Senator McCain winds up, he says, "I appreciate Log Cabin's support. I've had a friendly relationship with the organization for almost 15 years. Again, Log Cabin is the sodomite organization in the Republican Party. El Senador Juan McCain says he's had a friendly relationship with it for almost 15 years. So that would explain, remember, we're answering the question, how could it happen that a predatory sodomite whose adventures in these sodomite bars you can find described in interviews on the Internet, if you have the stomach for it, why you can go there and do that, why and this explains how he could be chief of staff in the McCain office. Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in the interests of equal time here and bipartisanship, as you know, one of the leaders in the Congress who recently put this theft, this swindle over on you, the Goldman Sachs takeover signed, passed by Congress, signed by El Presidente Jorge W. Bush just a few days ago. One of the leaders in Congress who did that to you, Barney Frank, chairman of the House Banking Committee, Barney Frank is the man in whose apartment his boyfriend was running a sodomite prostitution ring. But there's no problem with Barney because Barney says he didn't know this was happening in his apartment. He wasn't aware that a sodomite prostitution ring was being conducted in his apartment. It was quite a revelation, quite really news to him when the cops asked him what the heck was going on there. All right, but it's a little more complicated than that because there is also a gentleman named Herb Moses. Herb Moses was Fannie Mae's assistant director for product initiatives. He was at Fannie Mae from 1991 to 1998. So he was at Fannie Mae, in other words, through most of the Clinton administration. And that was the time that Barney Frank was, of course, talking up Fannie Mae and talking about how sound it was and how there was no problem whatsoever in Fannie Mae. This is all the time that Herb Moses, the years that Herb Moses was a top official at Fannie Mae. Now, what's the relationship here? The relationship is that during all of this time, Herb Moses and Barney Frank were bedmates. In fact, Moses wrote in the Washington Post in 1991, he says, "On Capitol Hill, Barney always introduces me as his lover." The two lived together in a Washington home until they broke up in 1998, a few months after Moses ended his 7-year tenure at Fannie Mae. He helped to develop many of Fannie Mae's affordable housing and home improvement lending programs. In other words, the programs that caused the meltdown, that caused the mortgage disaster that has now broken over your heads. The man who was instrumental, apparently, at Fannie Mae for doing that, Herb Moses, who now turns out to be, well, of course, this apparently was common knowledge. I just was not aware of it until a couple of days ago. Turns out to be Barney Frank's boyfriend or girlfriend. In 1991, the year Moses was hired by Fannie Mae, The Boston Globe reported that Barney Frank pushed the agency to loosen regulations on mortgages for 2- and 3-family homes, even though they were defaulting at 5 times the rate of single homes, respectively. And now, of course, you've got Barney Frank blaming everybody else for the disaster. Well, again, I bring all this to you in the interests of bipartisanship. So there you have the Barney May Herb Moses situation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take another quick break. We'll do some more business, and then we'll be back with much more. Stay with us.
Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, alanstang.com. Click on store at the top of the page and scroll down to a book called Not Holier Than Thou. Not Holier Than Thou. This is a book about the homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party. It's an unpleasant subject. I'm perfectly aware of that. But it is a fact. It exercises a dramatic effect on our federal government. And you need to know these facts, unpleasant though they are. Again, it's called Not Holier Than Thou. It tells the story of the homosexual infiltration and of the Republican Party and the enormous influence that these people exert. This is just the latest revelation, the Mark Busey revelation. Mark Foley, you'll remember from a while back, congressman from Florida, not at all some kind of an exception. Not at all an exception, just the latest revelation. And now here comes this new revelation, especially important because we're talking about El Senador Juan McCain. So go to my site and take a look at Not Holier Than Thou. I think you will be staggered, shocked. The book will explain the whole thing to you. I think you need to know what's in that book. All right, ladies and gentlemen, feedback from the bailout. Less than 2 weeks after Uncle Sam gave American International Group, AIG, $85 billion, remember that, to stave off financial collapse, executives from one of its insurance subsidiaries, AIG American General, gathered for a conference at the St. Regis Monarch Beach Resort, five-star resort in California. Rooms there start at $565 a night. I'd look forward to seeing you there some night, ladies and gentlemen. Recently, caterers for the St. Regis were setting up dozens of tables on the grounds of Mission San Juan Capistrano for American General's sumptuous off-site dinner. Tables were draped with soft Tuscan gold tablecloths that cascaded to the grass. Elegant fresh flower centerpieces graced each table. Fine crystal stemware, of course, glistened in the fading light. Workers set up a lengthy bar stocked with bottles of very expensive liquor. There was a large center stage with lighting and the sound system. There was a magical patina on the whole situation. It was a delightful. Unfortunately, I could not be there myself, ladies and gentlemen. Other duties called me away. But it apparently was an absolutely delightful rendezvous planned many months in advance. Of course, such a thing would have to be planned long in advance. And no doubt the celebrants, the participants, commiserated with the rest of us about the recent bailout. And, of course, congratulated themselves about the $85 billion that the federal government passed along to them to keep the parent company alive. That's another edition of The Sting of Stang, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why